Good morning, everyone. So as we're continuing to activate the sixth chakra, we're perhaps noticing that we're moving to subtler and subtler realms and states of meditation and consciousness. That makes a lot of sense since the combined awakened energy of the chakras leads us eventually to spiritual elevation. So yesterday we learned that the sixth chakra releases its power of clarity when we take the opposite direction. When we move to pure attention, receptivity, listening, and the non-thinking space. This space is wakeful and intelligent by its very nature. Thoughts limit clarity. They focus our attention on narrow pathways and do not permit expansion of our perception. Imagine it like standing too close to a picture on a wall. If you stand with your face just in front of the picture, a few centimeters away, how much can you see? Obviously, to perceive the complete picture, we need to step back. The more we step back, the more of the picture is revealed. And when we reach a certain point, we can actually perceive the entire picture. Now, the universe has a lot to tell us about the nature of our own mind. It shows us that it is mainly composed of infinite space that contains all objects. So if we want to have a completely clear mind, we need to be just like the universe. First of all, our mind needs to be tremendously spacious. Otherwise, merely focusing on this thought or that thought would hinder our capacity to see. And that's what we should do today. Train ourselves to be like the universe. The best way to activate the third eye is to stop relying on thoughts and to liberate our vision so it can move in all directions. To allow a full spectrum of listening, awareness, and attention. Be without one direction, to become a non-linear perception. Remember, you are the space that contains your thoughts. You are not thoughts. Any essential meditation releases our fixation on thoughts. And therefore awakens the third eye. We need to release our focus on all thoughts, not just one disturbing thought. We need to recognize this simple law. The more I think, the more confused I am. The less I think, the clearer my mind becomes. So let's activate now the sixth chakra nature as space. Once again, we'll close our eyes. And just like yesterday, gently massage the area of the forehead, eyebrows, temples, eyes, and between the eyes, just at the tip of the nose. These are physical reminders to the third eye that the more it is contracted, the less it can see anything clearly. Place your left hand on your eyes, creating a space of total darkness. And let this darkness cool down the agitated third eye. And as a result, you will notice that the entire chakra system begins to calm down. Once again, imagine your brain as a clenched fist, just like a stiff muscle. And then imagine the brain as a whole turning from a clenched fist into an open hand. Since the brain is the commander of the body, as soon as it becomes an open hand, it sends a signal to the entire system to open up. So now breathe into the third eye. And feel how it is cracking open through your breathing and widening with every breath. As you're doing that, feel and actually realize that your mind is mainly composed of space. Even if you have thoughts right now, realize how small they are compared to this container of the mind. And what great space there is between each thought and another. Realize that thoughts appear in it like small dots, just like night sky, a huge space dotted with stars. So drop the habit of focusing on the tiny stars and rest in space. Now let this space grow. And imagine your head more like energy and vibration than matter with thick walls around it. Your mind is not condensed matter, but a transparent structure without clear boundaries. Everything can enter it, every sound, every impression, every energy. Let your mind expand far beyond the boundaries of the head. It can grow to the size of the room and even beyond it. How easily your mind can become so spacious. And as you breathe into the ever widening third eye, let the head become even more vibrant and more throbbing. From this space, feel your mind like an antenna, a receiver. And tune it in like a radio to the cosmic radio station. Attract to your third eye the mystery and intelligence of the cosmos. Feel how when your head is literally open, you can communicate with the intelligence of the cosmos that surrounds you. Simply open up to it. That's what we can call a big mind. With this sense of bigness, you can slowly and softly open your eyes. Your challenge for today is very playful. Imagine that you don't have a head. It is not so tragic. Imagine that there is only space there. Perhaps you remember this element from our heart's activation. And this is indeed a complementary practice. In this way, the two minds, the mind of the heart and the mind of the head, connect and become one. That's an amazing key. When you don't have a head, you actually have much more wisdom, intelligence, wakefulness. Your wisdom comes out not from thinking, but from the spaciousness of the mind. So walk without a head. Enjoy. Goodbye for now.